Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with Roro. I'm your host, Psychic Andy, but gosh darn it, you can call me Roro. Right there next to me, the wonderful, beautiful, blue-eyed Barbadian himself, JoJo. How are you, my man?
I'm great. I'm calling in from a spooky Halloween evening not long ago, here in the darkest shadows of my home.
Yeah, you look shady as fuck today. What is this, a new location?
New location. Got the in-laws in town. They're staying in T-Bash Studios. And so I'm here in the room of requirement, just sitting in front of some curtains.
Gosh, the
ironically, the beverage selection is on the other side of this room.
Oh, that's great. Did you guys put some extra good bevs in the house for these in-laws, or do they have any proclivities we should know about?
That you should know about.
Any tells?
They like a Riesling. We usually stock a Riesling or other kind of dessert sweet wine that happens, some sweet berry wine. We have, what else? Used to be Dubonnet, but that's gone the way of the buffalo, as they say. But I will
tell
you
words that I don't know what any of them mean.
We might have to do Dubonnet on the show. Why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we?
Why wouldn't we? Let's get to some business first, though, because we got to get our guest up here pronto very soon, because we have a tremendous, tremendous guest. Before we do that real quick, let's check in on the vision board real quick. Nothing much has changed there. Keep your eyes on this Buzzball Christmas tree. We're going to be doing something real fun real soon with that. Ooh, look at that ice maker on the dreams that have come true. Yes, JoJo, we're going to
say something.
Can I just
say something about the vision board?
Yeah.
It's starting to feel a bit like a to-do list in a way that I'm not comfortable with, in that we're moving so little off of it.
But these are dreams.
They're not to-dos. These are things we wish for and then we're trying to make manifest. Phoebe Cates, I see you. Iceman, I see you. Ice-T, certainly. Tea. Jägermeister Cold Brew, why not?
Kate Winslet. It's real funny. It's been crickets from that one listener that said he had the Kate Winslet hookup at the bookstore.
That's true. He might have been banned from the bookstore. That's certainly in play.
Anyways, JoJo, it's all about patience. I don't want you to have anxiety about the vision board. And listen, we know the Buzzball Christmas thing is going to come off soon. We know we're going to do the high seltzer PBR thing soon. I don't know why we haven't done the Jägermeister Cold Brew. All these things in due time.
Yeah. And this is also like the Super Bowl for the Barefoot Contessa. We should not expect her to be leaping on the pod on a Monday, a week before Thanksgiving.
This is prime. This is busy season for her.
She's casually getting ready dinner for 25 guests right now as we speak.
Absolutely. If you want to follow us on our socials, we're at T-Bash Live everywhere you want to find us. The hotline is open and... God damn it. Thank you, everyone that's been calling in. We really miss the hotline. And yes, we might have lost our old phone number, but we got a great new one. What's that number, JoJo?
909-295-CAFE.
Yeah. So give us a call. We'll play some of those voicemails later today. But they just delight us to no end. And it feels good. It feels good going back in time.
Yeah.
Even in this new streaming era. I like that voicemail so much.
Absolutely. And to see behind the figurative curtain is that these voicemails, we do not pre-screen them. Just going to say.
Yeah. Yeah. So what? We fly blind. Is that it? Yeah. That's
it.
Yeah. I forgot to put up the graphic for the rap contest, but that is still going on. If you listened to last week's episode, you know now that we will be giving away a portable ice maker.
Portable? Like for the car?
Okay. Well, about a 20-pound ice maker that may or may not be spying on you. Anyways, listen to last week's episode. We go real deep in it. But anyways, there's an ice maker up for grabs. We also have a Tito's. What would you call that? Like a Tito's insulated, amazing cup that's
tumbler,
in the prize pack?
I suppose, a Tito's tumbler.
All you have to do is rap over the beat that we made of only beverage sounds and duck sounds. It's that easy. And as we said last week, the odds of winning this prize pack are pretty good. They're pretty good.
Solid.
Pretty solid. So get those raps coming. Speaking of which, Jojo, I don't know where your rap is. I'd like to see that. I'm going to come with another one soon.
Oh, my God. Two entries. Yeah. Oh, by the way, we'll accept multiple entrants if you want to take a couple of stabs at it.
Yeah, you're welcome to. Let's just say you could probably buy more than one raffle pretty easily if you did multiple entries. But we're literally going to send you. I mean, this is a $300 prize pack?
It is. You know what? You're right. We need to start putting dollar amounts on this thing. This is a $300 prize pack. This does not include the shipping costs.
You know, and next
week, God knows those are going to be astronomical.
Next week, I know last week we showed the ice maker. Next week, I'll get some graphics of it and also show some of the websites of how we think this is maybe an illegal company and all that stuff. It is a shady ice maker. It is. You are gambling by putting this thing and plugging it in your house. But I don't know. To me, it's exciting.
Don't connect it to Wi-Fi. It's going to be fine.
That's a great point. Let's get to the business tonight, today's special guest. Oh, I cannot wait. We've got an actor, comedian, writer, and hip-hop dancer, I'm told. You may know him as Richie on Minx, which is on HBO Max. One of my favorite shows. Crazy. I love that show. Rue on Dimension 20. He hosts a couple podcasts, Inside the Disney Vault, and Podcast Killed the Video Star. And, oh, it pains me that all we can talk about is beverages on this show because I want to jump into that Podcast Killed the Video Star. But that's a whole other podcast other day.
That's literally a whole other podcast.
He definitely drinks things. Confirmed. And you know what? I didn't even put the graphic on to find out if he does or doesn't like ducks. So, Mr. Snackers, you're in the clear this week. Please welcome to the show. Let me get rid of this. Oscar Montoya. Hello.
Hey. What's up, guys? Oh,
we are thrilled to have you on the show. Thanks so much for coming on.
I'm excited to be here. I got some bevvies that I want to drink.
Oh, yes, indeed.
I haven't had any caffeine today, so this is going to be very, very, very
fantastic.
Fun.
I'll say, before we crack into those, how we like to start the show, Oscar, is what's called the beverage profile. So basically, we want you to take us through a typical day in your life from the time you wake up to the time that head hits the pillow, and we just kind of want to know what you're drinking throughout the day. And we're going to hold your hand through this. Let's start with what time are you typically waking up in the morning?
I mean, it depends. It typically depends. I'm a night owl, so I'd like to wake up as late as I possibly can if I have nothing
Let's
to do.
Let's do your dream day then. Build your beautiful
dream day. Okay. I would like to not be awake before 10 a.m. 10 a.m. is sort of just like, this is when I start doing my stuff. And I know that that's late. But I think 10 a.m. is like the perfect time.
Okay.
So I wake up at 10 a.m.
What's the first liquid that's hitting those lips?
Typically coffee. I can't start my day without coffee. I'm cutting back on coffee. I can only have one cup a day now.
Says who?
I know. Says me. I'm trying to cut down on caffeine intake because I like a lot of caffeine. I used to drink a lot of coffee. And now I'm taking it easy, taking one cup of coffee. I brew it at home. I have my Café Bustelo.
Yes.
Which is a Cuban coffee.
Classic.
So I have that.
How are you preparing?
Are you doing the little stovetop prep? What's happening?
Yes, I have a French press that I use, and it's nice and classy, you know?
And how do you dress it up?
I put oat milk in it. That's what I have. I'm a big oat milk.
And what kind of oat milk? Do you have a go-to brand? Are you loyal?
Oatly. Yeah. Oatly.
That's the best. Listen, you know, Oscar, we've tried them all. We've shot them out. It is clearly the best. So, okay.
Do you ever get that
barista blend?
What is the second best oat milk? In your opinion?
Great question.
Because Oatly is amazing, but sometimes they sell out so fast.
Yes.
They run out so quickly at the store that I go. And I'm like, well, what's if I don't have any Oatly, then what's the next best one? What
Jojo,
do you
think? Remember from that episode? Because we did shoot these out. Oscar, unfortunately, I really truly have the memory of a goldfish, so I remember nothing.
I feel like we were a bit split on this. I'll tell you what it's not. It's not Trader Joe's. Oh. Get out of there.
No, it's not.
But I know. Yeah, no, I learned the hard way.
Do you have a Costco membership?
I know someone with a Costco
membership. That's all that matters, you know?
That's all that matters. You're right.
My wife splits a Costco membership with her sister. That's how we do this thing in our household. So if you can get in there, that's like the best bang for your buck. I think that's where we got with that, is that like it's good, and especially as a dress up.
It's shelf stable, which is interesting because you can just have it as a backup. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be taking up room in the fridge.
You can just
it'll be a reserve.
You can keep it under the bed. Yeah. It's not a problem.
But some of the other ones, it gets pretty. I feel like it got pretty tense going doing the oat milks.
Yes,
I feel like some people love the Khalifa Farms, and some people are real mad at the Khalifa Farms. And what Planet Oatly? Or no, not Planet. Planet. What's Planet. That one?
Oh, a Planet Oat. Is Planet that it? Oat.
I don't think we did that on our shootout, but I've had that one. I think I like that one.
Okay.
So there's four you can try.
I don't think we help. Stick with that Oatly. Stick with that Oatly.
Oatly's great.
And are you just pouring it in? You frothing it up?
No froth. I'm a simple man. Yes. You know what I mean? I'm just going to – I just pour it in there, take a sip, enjoy my day, get that caffeine rush, and start my day.
It's beautiful.
Nice. So,
now, I need to also say, like, throughout the day, I'm also drinking water. So, I mean, that's a given, right?
So what's
like,
happening after this not. Coffee? Yeah, take us through the day. Take us from 10 o'clock to lunchtime. What's happening?
Okay, so in terms of beverages, yeah. So, like, I typically like to hydrate. I'm constantly drinking water.
Mm-hmm. What kind of vessel are you rocking for that?
I got a nice little container. Oh, I don't have it with me right now. It's a nice green container that my friend gave me. I used to drink from
just a nice green container. Sounded very vague.
A mysterious green container. My friend
it's like
gave
a pen.
Me said,
it's a pencil container or something.
I was thinking. I was thinking of like a watering can.
I'm a little flower, and that's how I drink water.
I have roots.
It's like a green thermosy sort of thing. I don't even know what the brand is or anything. You know, I get free stuff. I don't ask.
And, well, it's so funny. Right. You know, so many people, their daily driver water bottle is one that was gifted to them. We've found over and over. That seems to be a theme. Another thing that we've started asking more and more on the show when it comes to water bottles, how often are you cleaning it? And let's be honest here.
Okay. That's an interesting question. I don't clean it as much as I should. Also, I read somewhere that you shouldn't put it in the dishwasher.
Sometimes with especially those stainless steel ones,
it could have been on the bottom of it that you read it. But there is a
Oops.
Who knows? I think this obviously has come up before. Acting like this has never happened, but I think that there's a someone was saying recently to us that if it doesn't have a coating on it, that's the biggest risk you're taking, is that decoration on this thing might go away in the dishwasher. It's not going to harm you or take away from the hydrating power of your vessel, you know? And so I think it's important for you to do you. Do you feel like shame over the lack of washing it, or are you comfortable with it? Because I don't.
I don't think I'm doing it correctly. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Once a week, every 2 weeks?
It feels like that. Through every 3 weeks.
Do you smell it first and that's how you know? Or what's your...
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes, yes, yes.
So always. It gets to the point of no return and it needs a bath.
Right. But even... It's never smelled bad. It's always been like, okay, I'm drinking. And then about 3 weeks later, I'm like, I think it's time to wash this thing.
Yeah.
Because I might be drinking some nasty stuff. I don't know. And then I put it in the dishwasher.
I think you're fortifying your immune system, and I'm here for it. I like what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm pretty immune to a bunch of stuff because I'm a pig.
Only pig diseases now. That's all Oscar gets.
Exactly. How do you clean your water?
We're very split camp. I'm kind of a germaphobe, so I'm cleaning every couple days, probably.
So you're a little bit country.
And JoJo is more like yourself and lets it ride. But I'm cleaning mine. I got a bottle brush, and I put some of the lid in the dishwasher and use a bottle brush on the other part. Yeah.
I'm sitting the outside with a sponge, and then depending, sometimes I'm using a bottle brush, but the secret move is the denture tab.
And how often are you doing the denture tab, though?
What are you talking about? What is that?
You take a dent, like a fizzy, like a fix-a-dent or whatever, like a denture tablet that dissolves in a glass of water like Alka-Seltzer. You put that in your bottle. You fill it up with warm water. You can even put two in there if you got a giant bottle or it's creeping you out. And it will clean it, right? It sterilizes teeth that live in people's mouths. It works amazingly. And it's just like a light minty smell. So you can rinse it out really easily and it'll have no odor whatsoever. And it's just, it's really the best and super convenient because you just leave it, you let it, the move is to like let it sit for like half an hour. You let it, or you can even just leave it overnight like actual dentures. Then you just rinse it out in the morning, you're good to go.
Again, I
how did you find out? Did you just like try it one day? Like how did this happen?
No, this is a hack. This is a known this is a known internet hack. I'm laughing because I don't believe JoJo has ever done this.
Oh my god, I can go get you the denture tabs in the kitchen. We keep them in the kitchen now. Even though my wife did Invisalign and had them for cleaning those things. So that's why some people might even just have them around, even if you don't have dentures or a denture person in your home. So anyway, you just take one of those and you toss it in. And especially if you're doing it every couple of weeks before you go on a trip or something, then you're it's very cost effective. And you love it, you know, dissolves.
Okay, so we got our water going on.
I should have dropped some off this morning. If only I knew.
I know.
Surprise.
Oh my god.
Surprise is half of the battle, you know?
I wish you dropped it off without telling me.
There's several denture tablets, an odd number of denture tablets.
I'd probably be like, okay, sure. Loose. You never know when I might need it. Okay.
Some loose Skittles in the bag, too. All right.
So let's get back to the profile. So, Oscar, your lunch, what are you having with lunch, let's say, or the first? Yeah. Let's go there.
Typically water. I like, I don't want things to get in the way of my lunch flavor profile. Ooh, so just, you know, boring old water. Dinner is when I can get real spicy.
And anything happening before dinner, any like afternoon treat, another coffee or anything like that?
I'll usually have a tea. I'll probably have like a chai latte or if I'm being real fancy, I go to... after a workout, I typically go to Bloom and Plume, which is my local coffee shop. It's black and queer owned. It's incredible. Amazing. If you live in Los Angeles, please go to Bloom and Plume. And I get a turmeric chai latte. And that's a treat. That's a really, really nice treat for me in the afternoon.
And that feels good after a workout. And at the workout, is the same green vessel with you, or do you have a different workout water bottle?
Yeah, same green vessel. Yeah, that stays with me. I feel sort of weird not having those. You know those containers people have that like sort of tells you when to drink water?
Oh, yes. Sure. Yeah.
You know, and it's like
now,
sort
please.
Of like faux motivating.
Says that kind of,
like you got this. You can do it. I was like, I wonder what it takes to be one of those people. Because you're sort of telegraphing to the universe, like, I care about myself too much.
but not enough to just do this privately and just drink the right amount of water.
It's also so huge. It's like the biggest. Mine is like a very sort of like, it's a modest sized vessel.
Sure.
But those are just gigantic. And then I'm like, should I be drinking that much water? I guess the answer is yes.
I mean, I'm guessing you do see those more often at like a gym, right? But then I'm also thinking about people in my life that like I've worked with or they've come over to visit. Like there are those people that show up with that thing.
Yes.
But the people that show up with it, I feel like they only show up once or twice. This isn't sticking for most people. Do you know what I mean?
No.
At the gym, maybe yes. But like the people that really ride or die with those things, they're a special breed, I think.
Absolutely. It just feels so aggressive to me.
It is. And I'll tell you this. I received one as a gift from my own wife who's worried about how much water I was drinking during the pandemic. But so what, cause what I would do, cause our kids were here too, I would just lock myself in the little room and I wouldn't come out. So I sometimes wouldn't drink enough water. And so it was basically like a to-go sink, you know, I would just fill it up to, and I would just keep a glass and I'd pour the glass. That thing never left the house. Not one time, I can promise you. Cause also the font on it was bothering me. Everything about it was trouble. You can't do it. You're not supposed to leave the house. And I have an oversized vessel at the moment. That's also, it doesn't fit in a cup holder in a car. So it's already only occupying limited space. It's for like outdoor activities only now. I'm now in search of just like a return to normalcy, something that can fit in the cup holder. And I think that's good gym behavior too. I think this is, I almost want to circle back here or just bring this back together because I love this dream day for you. You are working out. You're getting the best post-workout, Bev, that you enjoy. So it's all, you know, you're off. You're like, you're only 5 hours into the day and you're ripping. This is great. And now somebody in the chat's asked, we got Lunkterog is asking, do you any, oh wait, what's this one? What's the pre-workout drink? Do you do any pre-workout drinks? Yeah.
Ooh, when I was like actually, when I was dancing professionally way, way, way back in the day, I would be really crazy about protein drinks and stuff. Cause that's when I started, you know, I was like working out and like doing muscle toning and definition. I don't do that anymore. It's for me, it's just strictly cardio stuff. I'm not like a lifting weights at the gym. It's too intimidating. I gotta say, listen, I like going to, I hate the gym. I don't want to be around people who are sweating and like struggling and making noise. Like, I don't want to be around that energy. Yes. I don't, like the gym that I go to, it's a fun gym, but it's also like the hottest people that have ever existed go to this gym. I'm like, what are y'all doing here? I don't like going there, you know, because I truly feel my most sluggish when I'm at the gym. But, and I mean like a slug, not, I mean slow. I feel like I'm just like,
you feel
crawling in my mouth.
Like you have no bones.
Yeah, true. And just a hard shell on my back. So yeah, I typically now it's drinking a protein shake for me is pointless when all I do is cardio. So I will just drink water. Actually, typically the thing that I really, I like spinning is something that I really like. So my little vessel fits perfectly on the bike.
Oh, see, that's what I'm saying. You're ready to go no matter the equipment. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you get one of the older bikes or a newer bike or something, you know that it's going to fit in that cup holder. You come with a big jug, sit on the floor.
You have problems,
I haven't been in a gym for probably, if I'm going to be really honest, 12, 15 years, something
40
like that.
Years.
I just don't, I loathe the gym, Oscar. Let me ask you this, gentlemen. Is there, talking about the person with the big jug, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you guys ever spotted
Big Jug Eddie?
No. Have you ever spotted someone with a camelback at the gym?
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh. Really? Because that seems that's a very specific person too.
Which is weird because a camelback person is an outdoor.
Yeah, I'm fine with the camelback out in the wild. Do your thing.
Fine. Many blessings to you.
It's like a deer ran into your garage or something.
But at the gym, it just, you're just showing off. It just feels very sort of like, I guess I paid a lot of money for this, so I'm carrying this. I don't know. Oh, have you ever had a camelback? Have you ever like sipped anything from a camelback?
Yeah, very weird.
Yeah. They're not good. That's one of those things that's like I've used one time and was like, this isn't for me.
The mouthpiece, the bite.
It's so strange. It's weird. Yeah.
Cleaning that thing. Fuck that. There's no amount of denture tabs in the world. You have to build up the pressure probably, right? You'd probably have to put in enough to get a Mentos size load through that hose.
Okay. Well, let's get back to dinner time now. So now we're in the dinner.
Spicy.
I hope we didn't gloss over too much of the turmeric chai latte because that does sound amazing. Turmeric, I don't even know what that brings to it. I can't even imagine that.
Delightful golden
turmeric
color.
Turmeric is a really distinct flavor. But it's an anti-inflammatory, a natural anti-inflammatory, which is real nice. People usually make soup out of turmeric. It's great. I recommend taking a sip of turmeric tea or a latte.
Love it.
Get it.
10 out of 10.
Love it. Love it.
10 out of 10. Cannot recommend. Great.
All right, so let's slide into dinner time.
Dinner time is when I get real spicy, when I get real sloppy. All the good work I've done is completely obliterated by dinner time, because that is like when I order fast food. That's when I eat like the gross. That's when I have like my, I'm just going to be a gross monster.
This is Oscar's real slug time. You know what I mean? This is the real slug time. You feel like going to the gym, but then dinner time comes.
Exactly. It's why I go to the gym, so I can treat myself to the slug meal at night. And in terms of beverages, I'm a big, I love soft drinks a lot. I love them so much. They are very important to me. Specifically, my drink of choice is Diet Dr. Pepper.
Mm.
It does taste better than the original, I will say.
Better.
I'm not going to kick a Dr. Pepper out of bed, no. I'm not. I will embrace a Dr. Pepper with open arms. But if I had to choose, Diet Dr. Pepper beats Dr. Pepper.
Wow.
And all the other soft drinks, I think, in my humble
opinion. We recently did the Dr. Peppers, some boutique ones, the original bottling place. Jojo, I have no memory of how that all shook out.
The Dublins, the OG recipe, that one went great. But there was a surprise, and it was on the diet side of things.
But not Diet Dr. Pepper.
What was the surprise?
Wasn't it that the Zero was a winner? Was it shown?
It was,
or am I thinking of Cherry Pepsi?
We've done a lot of these.
I get it.
If I've said it once, I've said it a million times. I think as far as reputation for diet sodas across the board goes, Diet Dr. Pepper has the best reputation for best tasting diet drink.
Agreed.
Yeah. Without the weird cult of Diet Coke associations. I think that cult of Diet Coke readily admits that
Diet Coke tastes horrible. I'm saying Diet Dr. Pepper tastes great.
Any diet drink outside of Diet Dr. Pepper, I would
That's interesting. So the rest of your soft drink consumption in
It's like fat full or whatever the fuck.
We'll go with that.
Sugar full. If not a Diet Dr. Pepper, I usually go for just a classic Coca-Cola.
Nice. So you said you get a lot of fast food. Is the preference fountain?
Yeah.
What do you keep in the fridge? These are two questions.
Oh, no, Kent. No, I'm not a big fan of the fountain drinks.
Oh,
a twist.
Yeah, anything on a like machine or like, I don't know. It doesn't have the human touch.
There's not the consistency for you, maybe, because it is a bit of a, you know, every machine hits a little different where you want that consistency, it seems.
Exactly. What do you think of the movie theater machine?
The freestyle machine with the touch?
Yeah, the freestyle
touch? One.
I don't love it.
I don't love it.
It's weird.
Fun. The first time you see one, it's like Christmas.
It's fun. It's an arcade. Yeah. It's like, ooh, what a fun toy.
But it's too many options and it's too many buttons. And I don't think it tastes as good. Like, I think a really well-calibrated old-school Coke fountain versus that is probably better. That's just my gut.
Because I don't think you can keep it as clean. You can't isolate the flavors as much. And I think it starts to kind of like having too many flavors of Doritos where you're like, they're just pulling a red and a blue lever in different amounts and just like till you get either this is now green salsa verde, this one is now nacho cheese. It's basically, it's like that with the, is this orange Diet Coke or is this, you know, cherry vanilla Sprite? We don't know anymore.
It's weird. It's too watery. Yes. I think they put, it's like, it, you can tell it's just like carbonated water and then like, flavor.
Yeah, topping with the syrup. It's not the same.
Do you know what I mean? It's that syrup. It's weird.
So a couple faves outside of Diet Dr. Pepper before we get through the rest of the day.
Coca-Cola. I like to switch it up with my drinks. I love, I'm going to sound like Kel, but I love orange soda.
I had a Fanta last night. Love it.
Fanta, a crush. Absolutely. Yep. Even a cactus cooler.
Oh, sure.
I mean, I don't even know what is that? What is a cactus cooler? I don't know. It tastes really good.
Do you land on like Fresca and what's the other citrus one like that?
Why are you talking about Fresca?
Fresca?
It's kind of because
I don't know if I've ever had it.
What's the one? I'm keep trying to think of
is that
Surge.
Is that regional?
No, it's Surge. Like an original. It was it's a citrus, but it is also a diet soda, I think. They just don't, it's kind of like with
Tab. Grapefruity, I think, right?
Yeah. That's right. What's the one I'm thinking of? Someone's going to catch me about this in the comments here. No, it's okay, it's fine. You know,
I'll also say this. I do have a guilty pleasure drink that I don't drink often, but it is a fun treat if I'm being especially naughty.
Please.
This is the naughtiest place on earth. Gotta hear this.
You're going to laugh at me. This is a safe space, so I feel very protected here.
Thank you.
It's not safe, by the way.
But
we're going to ridicule
but I
you.
I will fully enjoy a Faygo.
Oh. Beautiful.
Is there a particular flavor that you like or whatnot?
Pineapple Faygo.
Where are you sourcing your Faygo in Los Angeles?
There is a takeout place, a Thai takeout place. I couldn't tell you where it is, probably somewhere downtown, that has like all the flavors of Faygo.
Amazing.
And sometimes I'll order from there because I just want a Faygo and I'll just get Thai food also.
Brilliant.
But it's good. It's really yummy. It's really yummy.
That's beautiful. We'll have to have you back for a Faygo shootout. We need to do a flight.
Yeah,
you do it at the Thai place so in the fridge, what are you keeping in there? Are you keeping like, you have cans, you have 2 liters, what's happening?
I have cans. I have like the little petite cans.
We love those minis.
Love them.
Yeah, they're fun. Diet Dr. Pepper and then Coca-Cola as well.
Stays in there. Perfect.
Beauty.
Yeah, those are the constants. Beauty. You know what I mean? And then I'll get like Japanese sodas, like a Ramune. I'm like really into. I used to do this thing where I would go to like the Japanese market in Little Tokyo. During the pandemic, I started doing this where I would walk to Little Tokyo and buy their soft drinks, not knowing anything about what was in it or what it was. And I would taste test them on Instagram Live. And that brought me a lot of joy.
Love it.
Beautiful. So,
right in our lane. We support this.
Exactly.
So Ramune were the standouts, or was there?
Yes. There is I don't know the brand that makes them, but there are these sparkling waters that just taste like soda. So like, it's a very sweet sparkling water.
Can you read or speak any Japanese? Read or speak any Japanese, or were you?
I speak very little, and I definitely cannot read at all.
So it could have just been soda, like right.
But in English, it said flavored sparkling water. Okay. So I was like, okay. And it's all Sailor Moon.
Beautiful.
The cans all have like Sailor Moon characters, and particularly my favorite is the pear sparkling water that is Sailor Mercury, which is the blue Sailor Scout, and that one is so delicious. My God. And also pear soda. I've never heard of the thing, you know, never heard of such a thing. So
they're doing it right over there.
Love it.
They are.
All right. So after these treats, which all sound incredible, any way that you're kind of wrapping up your day at the end of the night, is that water bottle getting filled up and going on the nightstand? What happens?
Yes, the water bottle is getting filled up on the nightstand. I will also have like a peppermint tea.
Oh, nice.
To just it lies in a little nightcap. I don't drink alcohol, so yeah, that's my little nightcap.
How often is that peppermint tea happening, would you say, during a typical week?
Like maybe about three or four times a week, especially when I have work the next day.
That's amazing.
It's a nice way to sort of just like wind myself down.
Yeah, I like that.
And hot. Oh, also like asterisks on the coffee and tea stuff. It's all hot. I don't like iced or cold. I just can't drink coffee cold.
Amazing.
Or iced. I don't like it. I don't like ice also.
Now it's all coming out. Now you know this is a safe space. And we've shown you that you can share these types of intimate details. Hates ice. Yeah.
I don't like ice. Every time I go to like a fountain soda, if I'm like at the movies, I never put ice in it. Ice is to me, so I'm not from the US, so ice is such an American thing. There are two things that are American that I'm like, I don't really understand this. I don't know why people are obsessed with this. And it's ice and peanut butter.
Oh, interesting. Let me say one
easily
thing about the
worst
ice
combo as well.
I have a theory about the ice in the fountain drinks. I do think that the fountain drinks are definitely more calibrated having ice in the drink in mind. I feel like if I get a fountain drink without ice, I almost feel like it is not the same experience and almost like it hits too hard. I wonder if that's why you've never come. I don't know. I just think that it's a possibility. Maybe.
I just don't know why. I mean, like, why do people put ice in their drinks? I assume it's because they like cold drinks, right?
Yeah, sure.
But a fountain, the temperature of a fountain drink is cold anyway.
It's maybe not
so
cold enough.
So it feels a little redundant and, you want it colder than...
And to stay cold. I think it's to stay cold. Like, it's staying cold for you.
I see. Yeah, yeah. I just, like, hate when the ice melts and then you just... It's just water.
Yeah, sure.
At the end. Also, like, for me, I'm like, I want more real estate, okay? Listen, if I'm getting a soda, I'm gonna get the most soda. So ice is just getting in the way.
I feel you.
Yeah. You're not getting complaints, but I also... This settles it. You're probably not entering the rap contest for ice.
Well, gentlemen, let's get into today's beverage, because it almost seems perfect what we're doing today. And we didn't even we had no idea, really. We're doing caffeinated sparkling waters. We're doing the Good and Gather, which is Target's house brand. And I got to be honest, I've seen these caffeinated sparkling waters and I've always wondered, like, who are those for? And I'm curious if at least one of us might come out on the other end of this being like, these are for me. I think there's a chance.
I'm a fan now.
Because I love sparkling water. Oscar, where are you at with sparkling water in general?
I enjoy sparkling water. Yeah, I like it. The idea of sparkling water, I like sparkling water because it's flavorful and it doesn't have caffeine in it.
Correct.
So it's the alternative to soda for me. Because soda is just like, that's my drink of choice. If there's a drink, I'm going to drink soda. But then to have a caffeinated sparkling water, that adds an interesting twist to it. It's got to be really tasty for me to choose this over a soda, you know?
What's interesting, so all of these have 35 grams of caffeine, and that's typical of milligrams. That's typical, what just happened to my screen, of a can of Coke. Coke has about 34, 35. Diet Coke is more in the 40s. For some reason, my screen just got all messed up here.
Diet Coke is more caffeinated than regular Coke?
Yes.
Huh.
That explains the addicts. Yes. You know, you're staving 40, off headaches. Yeah.
Diet caffeine is 46 milligrams, where regular Coca-Cola is 34 milligrams.
Wow.
Yes.
That's no joke.
Significant amount.
But so this is just like a typical can of Coke amount of caffeine. What's funny is every time I've seen these walking through the store, I have a hard time making the leap. They just seem gross to me. Like, they're adding caffeine to this. But that's exactly what they're doing to all the sodas that we drink.
I'm so glad you said this. This was 100% my thinking with these. Was I'm like, gross, they're adding like a chemical to this drink, as though every single thing besides the water in any drink is not made with like factory made chemicals. This is, and I also love a soda. I'm not here to hate, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing about this that should strike me as weird. And it even says all the caffeine is from green coffee extract. They specify that, I think, because they probably, you probably do get some haters who will, like us, who would look at it and go like, well, what gross source is the Target store brand using for their caffeine? And yeah, we're kind of zeroing in on Good and Gather here after a peppermint hot chocolate shootout we did last week. Trying to explore more of their offerings after being burned by Trader Joe's too many times.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, this is interesting.
I definitely want to end with the pear hibiscus, just because I feel like Oscar might resonate with that one.
The pear soda. Talk about being in the flow.
Yeah, exactly.
Holy
knowing that, do we start with blackberry mandarin or should we do the cherry cola? It seems weird starting with the cola one for some reason to me. Or is it, I don't know,
Oscar's one speaking
cherry
to you?
Cola. Well, I'm holding the cherry cola right now, but... Let's see. Blackberry mandarin. This seems like... Let's start with the cherry cola because it's a flavor I'm familiar with. I'm the most familiar with.
Yes, the other ones you won't say.
It's blackberry mandarin. What the heck?
All right.
It smells cola-y more than I would have thought.
Oh.
That's so
and this
bizarre.
Has 0 calories, 0 fat, 0 sodium, 0 carbohydrates, 0 protein.
And what are we smelling?
No sugar either, and no sugar alternatives. No stevia in here, which was my big fear.
Mm. It smells great.
I'm going to take a sippy.
All right, let's go, gang.
I feel like this is Oscar's worst nightmare of the movie theater soda that's just water at the bottom. Someone's like, I got you a soda. Don't worry, Oscar. And it's all ice and a little bit of soda.
Why is it called cherry cola?
This has...
Why is it called cherry cola? What's the cola? Where's
there
the
is
cola?
No... Well, I think I'm smelling a little bit of the cola, but the aftertaste of this feels like a children's Tylenol aftertaste.
Yes. Okay.
Medicinal.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I thought I had a cup in here. I wanted to pour some in and see if it was brown.
No, it's this not, is clear.
Oh, it's on the it's top. Crystal. It's crystal clear.
Yeah, it's crystal clear. Okay. What's interesting, and actually I'm glad we started with this one because it seems absurd that they even made a flavor called cherry cola. It's just like, this isn't going to take, there was no chance in hell that this would taste like cola, right? Yeah. It's sparkling water.
Also, the cherry cola fans are cherry cola fans. You're not winning.
No.
You're not, like, you know, converting any cherry cola fans over to good and gather.
Right. That's it. Like, if you talk to – it's like if you talk to a vegan or something. They're like, I'm not really looking for an alternative to ribs. You don't need to try to make this, like, pea protein look like a rack of ribs. I'm grossed out by that now. You know? Like, I do think you're either in or you're out. On cherry cola, and the winners are going to be these other ones that are not trying to imitate, trying to be their own thing.
I mean, it does say 100% satisfaction guaranteed or your money back on it.
Oh, we had a refund coming, baby. $3.49 Target of Glendale coming for you.
Now,
okay, are there any redeeming qualities of this?
Well, one? I'm also wondering, there's like a weird chemically taste to it that I'm wondering if that will go throughout. Because if this was the first and only sparkling water caffeine beverage I've ever had, I would be like, oh, the caffeine tastes gross in it. But we probably can't even taste the caffeine, right? I don't know. Like, will there be a through line?
I don't think caffeine tastes like that.
It probably tastes like nothing, right?
But then what is that weird chemically taste that I'm tasting?
Mm.
Is it the natural flavors?
I think it could B, I feel like sometimes I notice this with other sparkling waters. There's kind of like a waxy, you know, kind of coats your mouth a little bit. And I think it's just whatever like oils they're putting in there to give it the flavor, you know. But maybe, I mean, it's funny. I'm not getting a ton of the chemical, but I do have wax. Are you guys getting that? Like a sort of coating?
Yeah, for sure.
Like a weird,
yeah. More so than I think a typical sparkling water for me.
I don't hate this, but it truly does taste at the bottom of a movie theater soda cup. It tastes, and even the wax is hitting that way, right? It's like you left this sitting there. You forgot about it. This movie was so exciting. It's Avatar 2.
Do you think...
Right. Oh, yeah.
Do you think, like, not all caffeines are created equal? Like, kind of this saying, it's, you know, the green coffee. Like, I wonder if you were a caffeine junkie, how these would hit for you, if you know you had two of them. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like coffee really, I had to stop drinking coffee. It was too much caffeine for me. But I used to drink like a bunch of Mountain Dew and I was okay with that, which has a lot of caffeine. But I just wonder, I don't know. I'm wondering if we had three of these, if we pounded all of these, would we feel ill? You know what I mean? Even though there's no sugar or anything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm feeling a little bit ill.
Yeah,
right now.
I'm good. Yeah. Let's go to the next one. Blackberry Mandarin.
Yes.
I'm really liking this cup because I also love an Ecto Cooler, which is Mandarin flavored. And this these little the design on the can is making me
feel fun.
That's it. It's giving me a fun feeling.
They're going.
Oh, this smells really
yummy.
They're
going real hard on the smell, the flavors.
Yes.
Honestly,
candy.
2 for 2 on the good smells.
Yeah, that's true.
Because the cherry cola smelled really, really good too.
What is this? Does it smell like Skittles?
It's candy.
It does smell like the candy. It smells like a Starburst to me.
Yes.
Yeah, it's definitely candy adjacent.
Oh. Hmm.
Oh, wow.
JoJo.
The flavor's a lot stronger in this one.
Stronger how? Say more. Go on.
Like...
It's more of a flavor.
Like, I taste the mandarin.
Yeah, yeah. It's more of a flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't...
And the blackberry. It's not,
it doesn't feel as watered down. It is more flavor forward. Yeah. It also almost feels thicker to me. Like, maybe like the waxiness you were mentioning earlier, JoJo. Like, I don't know. It's...
Yeah. I feel what you're saying. It is more... I think it's more flavorful, right? So it does feel more substantial. And I think that's the misstep with the cherry cola, because you know exactly what you're missing.
Absolutely. Because we're so familiar with the cherry
cola. Yeah, you got to like step away. I think that's why even it's hard to find one of my favorite LaCroix flavors nowadays, which is orange. Because I do think it tastes, to me, it reminds me of an orange soda. But I think the problem is it's so straightforward that it does that to people. Where you're like, well, I want a crush. I don't want to have this trash. Yes. This orange adjacent bullshit. That's not good.
There's something about this one where it is good. I'm like, I like it way more than the cherry cola. But I feel like even drinking this one can, I'm not feeling great after it for some reason. I don't know why.
I agree, yeah. I don't think I could drink this whole can.
That's a good question. Or either of these. I'm trying to think, especially Oscar, is someone who does not like ice. You do not like a cold coffee or a cold tea, but you do like a caffeine. Could you see pocketing one of these as you're heading out the door if you're in a rush? Like, oh shit, I slept till 9:45. I've got to be somewhere at 10, right? To grab it and go. Are you just like, I can wait?
I mean, it's essentially what the fundamental question of sparkling water. Like, what is the purpose of the sparkling water, right?
Now we're getting down
and
to it.
I think for me, it's like, well, I mean, sparkling water is what I drink when I don't want to consume the sugar of a soda, you know? Would I get this for the taste? No. I think soda tastes better. Would I get this to be like, you know, not as naughty?
When you're feeling like you don't want to be
and
a
still
naughty
get that,
boy.
Like,
yes.
Step, you know?
But it's weird like what it's replacing, because it's not, this isn't like a healthier coffee alternative, because it has so much less caffeine than a coffee. Whereas like you would grab a sugar-free Red Bull. I feel like that's like your different canned thing that would get you what coffee gives you caffeine wise, if that makes sense. Where this is like just having one of these. What I'm saying is I don't know who this is for, really.
Coffee
or what
and
it's
tea.
Trying to do.
Coffee and tea are also basically zero calorie beverages, right? I mean, until you add shit to it.
Same thing.
If you were really worried about caffeine minus calories, there are a lot of workarounds like black coffee or black tea, or then like adding in a Splenda or something if you still need the sugar hit, or adding in oat milk or some other milk alternative. Like, I shouldn't be having all that fat, whatever. You know, like, it seems there's a lot of ways to get to like a 35 calorie, even like half and half. If you just put some in, it's not going to like kill you. You know, it's not even going to be a soda's worth of stuff. So it does, again... Yeah, beg the question, who's doing this? Who is this for? Children?
I think it's like, you know, it's like refreshing. It's right?
Refresher.
Like, you drink sparkling water to be like, I'm refreshed.
But you want a little,
you know,
buzz,
Oscar,
as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Oscar, was part of your caffeine limitation, did it have anything to do with feeling shitty? Or just trying to be like what you somehow think is a better person, think you're better than me?
I used to drink so...
I can only have a cup of coffee a day also, but it's because I'll feel like garbage if I have more than that.
Yeah, I think it got to a point where I used to drink so much. I used to drink around 6 or 7 cups of coffee a day. And I used to drink it at like 2 a.m. and be like, well, I'm fine, you know? Like, and I realized I cut back on it to just like be like, okay, I need to like six is a lot. Six every day is a lot. I'm going to cut back. And then weirdly, I felt the effects of caffeine hitting me harder the less coffee I drank. Yeah. And so I was like, and now I'm like, if I drink a cup of coffee, I feel it the entire day, you know?
Yes.
So it's weird. It's like the less amount of coffee I drink, the more caffeinated I feel.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, you get to like, you're like tracking the life of the coffee as opposed to just like adding more.
Exactly.
Your body's like, okay, I'll just like use this sparingly. But like, because I was wondering for those, for people like me who like, I'll get nauseous if I have too much, specifically coffee caffeine, you know? But if I did need like an extra jolt during the day, I could drink a jolt soda. I could also drink like a green tea or, you know, have something like that, have a soda. I'm wondering, because we keep asking the question, like, how would this make you feel at the end of the day? I want to know so bad. I want to know if this would make me feel like dog shit, if this would feel okay, and if it could be like the second cup of coffee booster. But again, I just don't know if I would really reach for it.
Right. Or like, what would make you replace coffee with this?
Right.
You know, what does this have to do for you to be like, I'm ready to make that switch?
For me, it would have to be a smoother caffeine high wouldn't get me nauseous, but I was still getting like the benefit of it. Yeah, getting a little bit of a buzz. But here's an interesting thing, gentlemen. I just Googled, does caffeine have a taste to it? Okay. Oh. Because what I'm wondering is, these are ridiculous flavors, right? They're not just like a lime sparkling water or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
On the Coca-Cola company site, it says caffeine actually has a bitter taste to it. So it really depends on the overall flavor of a drink. It complements sweeteners we use in a beverage. In cola products, for example, that bitterness is actually used as part of the taste, partly to counter the sweetness and partly because it adds that unique cola taste. So I'm wondering if one of the reasons these flavors are so crazy is because it disarms the consumer. Like, I can't really pinpoint what this is, like blackberry mandarin. Like, it is just like flavor sort of. Whereas if it was just lemon, people would taste it and be like, this tastes like garbage.
That's not lemon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like compared to a lemon sparkling water without caffeine. I bet that's one of the things they're up to and why these are these wild flavors.
I mean, we were like very much, we sipped that cherry cola and we're like, this is not cherry cola. We sipped this blackberry mandarin and we're like, yes, that could be that.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So yeah, you're right.
It could be. I will say the Good and Gather sparkling waters, which we were also investigating for today's episode, a little peek behind the curtain, were also bananas. They were also like, everything was a wild combo. Flavors. There was no, they didn't have lime. They only had like, everything was, you know, strawberry mango and triple berry and cucumber mint and like that kind of thing. You know, everything was like a mixture. So, but these are the only caffeinated ones.
Well, let's move.
And
let's
also,
move on.
But yeah, why these for the caffeine? Are these?
Yeah.
Could you get them uncaffeinated? The answer seemed to be no. They seem to be unique to the caffeine line. Should we drink this last one?
Which means they must have like experimented with a bunch of flavors and decided, yes, this combination is
these
the
are
best.
The best. Yeah.
Whoa.
This one, not as much on the nose, but has something. Oh. It's smooth.
It's got a little pear-y smell.
I'm getting a lot on mine.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not getting mine. The least amount of the three.
Yeah, same.
That's interesting. Now I'm going back and just sniffing tops here. Yeah, the pear is really hitting for me. I'm taking sippy.
Okay.
Tastes like pear.
You get no hibiscus on this.
I don't even know what hibiscus would taste
like. What does hibiscus? Yeah, I don't know what the hell that
I'm
tastes
thinking
like.
Of like, isn't Jamaica like, you know, like the agua frescas and that kind of thing? Like it's that kind of tart, not a lot of flavor to it. Borderline kind of cranberry-ish texture if you get them. Sometimes they're in a trail mix, dried. Anyway, It's not a strong flavor, yeah, but I feel like it would add to the, like, if you're going to bother calling it out.
There is something slightly floral about this, though, to me, that I can sense, maybe.
Hmm.
I'm going to tell you what I like about this one.
Okay.
It's refreshing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It tastes better than the other two to me. I don't know. This one I can wrap my head around a little bit.
Absolutely. I think this one is by far the superior one.
Yeah.
Over the other two. It's gentler.
You're right.
It's a nice, gentle sort of summery, like,
That's right. It's just a little, it's a little, I was saying, I was making laying down motions, but it's really going to nicely, it's going to boost you up. Like, like a consensual hands on the butt is going to lift you up over the wall there.
It's a little bit of a disco nap before you go out and talk to the day.
So I think it sounds like we're at consensus as well. I don't think there's going to be a lot of reviews here.
This I could actually drink the whole can.
I think so. This is the first
one. The other two I can't.
And I'm surprised. That pear smell, I was not feeling at first. I had a tropical tropical Skittles happening for me.
Are you not a pear fan typically, or?
I think pear is a fake flavor is a tough one. I like the little, with the Jelly Belly jelly beans, you know, mm-hmm. Those are always exciting when you get a pear one, but it's like a sad life, I guess, you know, but yeah, this one is, it's tasting good. It's smooth. The pear's not overwhelming.
Yeah.
I like this one. I'm like, good. So when really like coming around to it, I feel like I could see myself having one of these a day. Not that I'm going to, but like, for as disappointed as I was in the other two and was kind of like, fuck caffeinated sparkling water, if this was the first thing we would have had, I'd be like, oh, like, I don't know. This one, it's smooth, it's refreshing, and maybe gives you a little.
And honestly, you don't, like, it doesn't have that chemically or caffeine taste like the other two have.
Yeah.
This one just tastes like a pear sparkling water to me. So it's a nice little trick, you know, you're sort of tricking yourself into being like, oh, I'm going to be caffeinated today.
I think so. I'm feeling it. Now, Roro, he has eschewed caffeine from his life.
Yeah.
Completely.
No, not completely. It's not like if there's a soda to be had, I'll have it. If there's a root beer, you know, some root beers have caffeine, some don't. I don't discriminate. So,
but
I'll
no
have
morning.
From time
I should
time.
Say no morning caffeine, or it's not part of your routine. Caffeine's not part of your routine.
It's not part of my routine at all. Yeah.
Would you consider introducing an 8-pack of pear hibiscus caffeinated sparkling water?
It might be an interesting experiment, but I don't know where. I don't think it's a smart experiment.
it could be terrible.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't see the real reason to do it. But if they had this in a non-caffeinated version, I'd be very keen to try that.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's a smart
idea. But apparently it doesn't exist.
I don't think so. It could.
Weird.
It's possible, but unlikely. Should we listen to some voicemails? I don't think.
Yeah,
I mean, it seems like we have the same rating. Am I?
Yeah. Well, let's let Oscar do the ratings real quick, from your least favorite up to your most favorite.
I think it's the order in which we drank them all, least favorite to favorite.
Correct.
I mean, the worst one was Cherry Cola, in my opinion. Second, Blackberry Mandarin, and even that's ranking real low for me. And then just like pretty good, B. Plus
ooh,
the pear hibiscus.
Yeah.
I think we're all together on
totally.
This.
Totally. I will say, no shame if anybody is drinking these as their caffeinated beverage of the day. None of them were disgusting, which is rare lately for me. Anyway, from my perspective.
Cherry Cola was pretty
disgusting. I thought the other two were pretty gross.
Okay, fine. They were gross.
Yeah, Cherry Cola fails in my opinion.
It is certainly a failure of a drink. There's no doubt about that. But you as the drinker are not yourself a failure if you're choosing this. Where I think some stuff we've had on the show, in particular recently, has been so spectacularly disgusting. It makes you wonder not only who is this for, but why and to what end. And I think that this is at least, I don't know, it does have... It's got bubbles and refreshment going for it, I suppose, and caffeine. Those are three things you might look for in a drink. But I don't think we're going to see this around for long. This could be a fun This could be a fun episode in the time capsule, you know?
Love it. Love it.
Okay.
All right. So before we do voicemails, though, I got to ask Oscar something from his past real quick.
Oh,
let me bring this up on the screen real quick. You guys ready? Hold on here.
I'm ready.
What is happening? Oscar's like,
what's going on
here?
What's going on? Oh my God!
Let me play this for the podcast listeners. We're about to play a Captain Morgan's commercial, and then Oscar's going to tell us about it. Here we go.
Bien, qué rico trago. ¿Me das la receta?
Fácil. Un poco de mí, mucho de ti, splash de lima y un montón de hielo.
¿Y eso se mide con?
Con el corazón, piña.
Wow. Qué sabio.
No olvides sabroso.
Yes, I was the voice of Captain Morgan in Spanish.
Amazing. Is this the only spot for this campaign, or were there several that you were?
No, there's a couple. Yes, I did a couple. One was like a holiday one. And then I don't remember. The other one was like some weird picnic spot. Yeah, so this is like one of three that I did.
That's amazing.
Very silly. You know, I got to say, listen, for someone who has never drank a day in his life, I have shot so many alcohol commercials.
What's under your belt? You got Captain Morgan's. What else is on the resume?
I got Captain Morgan. I did Bud Light. I did Bud Light when they did that Super Bowl thing where every can had a sports team. Do you remember this?
Yes.
This was like maybe 5-6 years ago or something.
Yeah, totally.
No, but I believe you.
Yeah, every can had like their own NFL team, and you can like buy if you were like a, a Green Bay Packers fan. I don't know. But I was a Chargers fan. I was like a guy grilling with a Chargers thing, and there was I don't know anything about sports.
I'll say in the ad, you were a Chargers fan grilling.
In the ad, yes, yes, exactly. But I thought it was a fake sports team because I'm like Chargers, like cell phone Chargers.
Terrible
but
name.
There were like real Charger fans there also, and I was like, whoa, this is crazy. I did that. I did Shock Top. I've done Budweiser.
Wow.
I've done a bunch
Bud Light, Budweiser, Shock Top, Captain Morgan, possibly more.
Yeah.
I think that
might be it.
That's incredible. That's amazing.
Yeah. It's you see a guy like me and you're like, this guy drinks beer. And he likes alcohol.
Soda.
Yeah, I'm like soda. Oh,
that's amazing.
That's delightful.
All right, Jojo, let's listen to a couple voicemails. Okay. And Oscar, you can help us answer these questions if there's questions, or we'll see what the people are asking in the beverage land right now.
All right. Let's give it a go.
Hi, Roro and Jojo. This is Jen and Noah. Say hi, Noah.
Hello.
Noah is 12 and I am mommy aged. We are currently on a road trip from New York to Atlanta. Yep, Atlanta, Georgia. And we are stuck in traffic in Ohio. We've been listening to the pod.
Sorry, guys. I'd turn off my notifications. Go on.
Decided to call in. Our Bev profile for the trip is mostly apple cider and ginger beer. I don't drink and wanted a nice mocktail for a Halloween party and found it online. Ginger beer and apple cider. And so...
And some ice.
Definitely need ice. Noah likes it, too. It's best with a very gingery ginger beer. So we've been cycling through and trying different ginger beers to find one that is the most gingery. So far, the Q ginger beer is the most gingery. So we've been stocking up on those. We've got a bag of ice and a gallon of apple cider in the cooler. And we are just trucking along.
There's another 30 seconds of this voicemail. I feel Please. Like we should stop for a moment and address what? This Halloween cocktail.
I also want to address that. I thought she was almost going to say, I don't drink and drive.
That's what I thought too, yes. But I need something.
Wow. I've never heard of this combo of ginger beer and apple cider, but I'm super down. That sounds delightful.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. How I've never heard that combo before. I think she might have invented a drink.
Or yeah. Certainly the internet did. I'm here for it though. It's a I was making.
What would you call that?
It's got to have a fun Halloween name. Wait, you also have a horror movie show, you do?
I do, yeah.
Do you want to see if you can come up with a name for this? You don't have to do it right now on the spot. But
ginger beer and...
apple cider.
What's the other one? Apple cider?
Over ice.
I also love just the vision of them road tripping with all the ice in the car. I love that. You know what I mean? Like a cooler in the car on a road trip. That takes me back.
Yeah. Maybe Jen has a job delivering internal organs for donations. Toss those out. Make a little cider room in there, you know? Also, boy, is her face going to be red when she finds out we have a guest today who hates ice.
Listen, I acknowledge that this is an unusual thing. Most people like ice, okay? I'm the cuckoo head that does not like ice. So I recognize I'm being weird.
Do not do that to yourself.
Let me pull up this comment real reasonable. Quick with the ice. Many of my colleagues and all of our clients are immigrants. During our weekly team meeting, my colleagues from overseas never put ice out for drinks. They will put a 2-liter that was refrigerated at the store in the office fridge out for us to drink.
Yes. Okay.
So this is an American issue.
I feel validated. Yeah. Oh my gosh, ice is not a thing where I'm from. So like, it's so weird. And I'm from a hot tropical.
Where are you from?
So I'm from Colombia. So like,
famously hot and tropical.
We have ice. So it's so weird. It's just very strange to me. Thank you.
More you know, 88. Yeah.
More you know, 88. Thank you. Thank you.
I got to say, I want to know why there's 1 2-liter bottle. Is that enough? Is that the best beverage for an office party?
With like the tiny little like cups you would have like to wash your mouth out of the dentist or something.
Oh, dentist God. Cups. Yeah. Little shot. Would you like a shot of Coke?
Now, you could... I wonder if this Halloween spooky beverage could make an appearance. You know, maybe More You Know 88 could surprise their guests at the next office get together by throwing some apple cider in the mix. Should we listen to the end of this voicemail?
Yeah, let's hear the end.
Let's hear it.
Noah would like some more Mr. Snackers. That's his favorite part of the podcast. More Mr. Snackers. He calls it totally beverages and sometimes hot sauce and sometimes duck. also sometimes duck. So officially requesting more Mr. Snackers from one of your youngest listeners. Noah, plug your ears. Bye-bye, guys, and go fuck yourself.
Hey! Shout out. What? Delightful.
That was fantastic.
Awesome. I'd like to go on a road trip with her.
I agree.
It'd be fun.
I'm super, super down.
And Noah, we'll get you some more Mr. Snackers soon enough.
Yeah. I'm not sure if Mr. Snackers is showing up today, but I'm looking into it.
I don't think so. The live stream's been very weird.
Got you. Listen to another one.
Okie dokie.
Hey guys, this is Andrew from Albuquerque. I was just listening to your recent episode, and you mentioned, JoJo, that you were going to possibly go back and listen to old voicemails from back in the day. Right before you guys went on hiatus, I left a voicemail for you guys. I was on a road trip with my wife, and we stopped at a gas station. I got one of the little Dunkin' Donuts flavored coffees. And my question for you guys then, and my question for you guys now, is maybe do you have a preference? Do you like those more than Starbucks? Or do you not have a preference at all? Maybe it's something you guys could do as a blind shootout. All right. Talk to you later. Go fuck yourself.
These are the pre-made coffee drinks.
Yep.
Oscar's out.
Oh, weird.
You ever get one of these and nuke it or anything, Oscar? If you want one hot, you're in a pinch. What are you doing at a gas station if you need a coffee fix?
I wouldn't. I've sipped on like a cold prepackaged. It just seems so unholy to me.
Now, Japan,
it's so ungodly.
We've talked about this before. In Japan, they have the like heated ovens, would they be, with the hot canned coffee in them.
That's so weird.
Which is so bizarre.
Drinking a hot beverage in a can is like...
But this, we're just talking about, which Starbucks one is he asking about? Because there's so many of them, right?
I think it's got to be like the classic, the kind of little bottle that goes like this, the glass one, you know, that would be like a, they have a name.
Do they?
Yeah, I mean, it's like the it's like a bottled latte. Yeah. I think it's like the bottled latte, you know, it's like you can get the mocha or vanilla flavored or original, but they're sweetened. There's some dairy in it. Of some kind.
Yeah.
That's what I think the shootout would have to be.
They're in a glass bottle, right?
That's what I'm remembering. I haven't had one of those in a minute.
And what was the ultimate question at the end? It was like,
Shoot it out with Starbucks, I think. Now, I did find just now the original voicemail.
Let's hear it.
Okay. This is from April 14th, 2017.
Ooh. What?
Before the world had changed.
Like, you've been doing this for how long? Okay, hold on.
Hey, Rolo. Hey, JoJo. This is Andrew from Albuquerque.
Can we listen to the pluckiness in his voice, the pre-pandemic cheer?
Know.
Okay. His life was so different. Albuquerque was a different place.
My wife and I are on a little short weekend road trip. And my wife stopped at a gas station, and while getting gas, she went in and got some coffee. And she saw some knockoff Starbucks, cold, mocha, latte, whatever.
Exactly.
And she tried it, and I just wanted to see what you guys would think. I think you guys should go get a couple of different variations of this. They have the caramel mocha latte, they have a bunch of different flavors. Go get the knockoff brand, get the Starbucks brand, do a blind shootout, see what you guys think. All right, good luck yourselves. Bye.
Okay. So the 5-year update on this is to add Dunkin' Donuts to the mix.
I love that I can't even remember the original voicemail. And he's remembered to call back 5 years later with the update. I'm seething with jealousy
at this memory. Maybe you should be drinking more bottled Starbucks drinks.
Maybe. Also, I love the road tripping theme in all these. If you're road tripping, call in and leave a message. It feels like it's the time to do it.
Shout out to Andrew from Albuquerque.
Seriously.
Been road tripping with his wife for at least 5 years now. Seems to be going strong.
Yes.
Feel free to include her name if you want. You know, that's all right, too. We can humanize her beyond her beverage purchases.
And without a shadow of a doubt, we are doing this comparison soon on the show. For sure.
Okay, wait. There was a follow-up. Same day, 24 seconds. Here we go.
In 2017?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Rolo and JoJo, this is Andrew again. I just had an even better idea.
Oh, here we go.
To follow up with my coffee idea. Maybe you guys could even go to different 7-Elevens, Allsup's, anything like that. Get their home-brewed coffee, if you want to call it that. Do a blind shootout and see which one's better. Time to figure out which one's which. All right, go fuck yourself. Bye.
What was happening in the background?
Oh, that was my cat.
I was like, is that a cat?
That's a cat. Sometimes sounds like a human being, so... Andrew from Albuquerque, these are all fine ideas.
I like the idea of doing like 5 different 7-Eleven locations and getting really just drilling down on the best coffee at 7-Eleven in LA. You know, who's doing it?
Who's doing it right?
Whose shift is it?
And now I also kind of like the idea that we're also bringing somebody's homemade setup. Like we're bringing Oscar's Cafe Bustelo with us as we go. Like we come in with one ready to rip that we're like, we know this is solid.
Yeah. You have your control.
What you got. That's our control.
Yeah.
And that, but then we're setting up right there in the 7-Eleven to then have theirs. I think
you should just do a live show at the 7-Eleven.
I think so. It'll have to be. They'll love that.
Well, man, I love these voicemails. Listeners, if you
are you
want
buying
to...
anything? Yeah, just two
one
coffees.
Cup of coffee. Yeah.
Yeah, one actually in two cups. Can we get just two cups? That'd be good.
Keep these voicemails coming at 909-295-CAFE. Okay, Oscar, thank you so much. We have one more quick segment of the show, and that segment of the show is called
Brian's Question.
When we started the show, my brother-in-law sent us 100 questions. Since we've come back from our hiatus, he sent 100 more, and we're going to have you read the question and see if you can't answer it for us. This week's question is...
Also not pre-screened. You can read it aloud.
Are individual serving boxed wines worth it? I don't know. I don't drink.
All right, there you go.
I've never had wine or boxed wine before, but the packaging of a boxed wine is fun.
Yep.
I don't know. Boxed wines sort of have this like negative connotation. Mm. Why? Why? I'm not sure.
I think it used to be a sign of cheapness that it was like more volume for this, like, you know. Mm.
You said it used to be JoJo.
I think it's changed. I think so. I think you're getting more players because Brian's here asking about individual servings of boxed wines. Worth it? That makes me wonder, are they expensive?
Mm.
Oh.
And is there a difference between like a canned wine and a boxed, individual boxed wine? That'd be a fun shootout.
I mean, the taste has to be different just because like if you're drinking soda from a can and from a bottle, like that has a different taste entirely. I'm sure wine is the exact same thing.
Typically, a boxed wine is a box that is filled with a wine inside like a bladder, right? Like it's
a camelback.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But that's not what an individual one's like, I wonder. I've never dissected one.
Or like a, what, like a high C sort of thing? Or
is it a Capri a Sun suspended inside a cardboard box?
Yes.
We'll have to get to the bottom.
Have y'all ever had boxed wine?
Yeah, I've definitely had some Franzia in my day, for sure. Yeah. I got no problem with it.
Existential dread with many D says, in college, yes. But in college, yes, what? They were worth it?
I think people maybe grow out of it. It's like maybe the idea of like no one drinks wine coolers as adults.
Right.
Right, right, right.
Do you know what I mean? And maybe it's just like boxed wine was a college thing because it was cheap. But again,
yes,
you know, there's more wine companies making boxed wines that might be like, you know, upper scale, you know. So
and
maybe it's not associated with being cheap.
And
anymore.
He is asking about a smaller one, right? He's not saying or an individual, having a full one for themselves worth it. Yes, probably if you wanted a lot of booze. But he's talking about something I don't even know what it is, right?
Individual serving someone a giant 4-bottle box wine and everyone gets one. That's worth it. You'll kill somebody. Yeah, that's a death sentence.
Well, what I think we do need to do is see if there's like a box wine company that makes a big box, an individual box, and then that same company making like a can and a bottle. That would be a real fun shootout.
Can we hit all the variations? We will find this out for you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
I think also like, you know, if a box wine... Okay. Yeah, now I'm looking at pictures online of these like individually boxed wines, and they're sort of like little... I don't know. They feel like... They look like... like a protein shake.
I'll pull up
container.
Oh, like a coconut water, right? With the twisty top.
Yeah, like a coconut. Exactly.
Tetra pack or whatever it is.
Oh, yes. Here. I'll share the screen. Here we go, gang. Like these. These Franzia. Yeah. Look at these little Franzias.
The original wine in a box. Am I wrong?
That's what we got to do. We got to try a little Franzia.
A big Franzia.
With Big Brother. And then maybe they have a canned cousin, right?
That sounds...
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Sunset blush.
Beautiful.
And listen, I think like, you know, if you're out at a picnic, I think that's the move.
Yeah. Well, time I've ever knowingly had boxed wine or purchased it, I should say, was going to like the Hollywood Bowl or something like that. And it was like, oh, you can't bring in glass, but you could bring in that. And so it was like the hack because you could bring in... The box is like this big, but it supposedly holds as much as like 4 bottles of wine. So if you're going with a group, it's great bang for your buck. So the individual ones, I mean, yeah, for the same portability reasons, it's going to be lighter weight, easy to pack.
There's something so youthful looking. Like, it looks like a kid's milk, like that organic milk company for kids' lunches. You know what I'm talking about?
And this is where the word worth comes in to play here so much for Brian. I just wish that we knew more about where he was serving these or why, because especially with like the reputation for the classist nature of wine, where is somebody going to be, is the savings worth it for your, rich friends to think you're a cheap piece of shit and for you to really internalize that? Or is it more of a question of just like, is it too much waste or hassle when it looks so nice in a glass to then be drinking it out of a thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll never know, unfortunately.
We'll never know. You can't just ask Brian to clarify.
I've only time I've ever spoken with him was on this podcast one time.
All right, gang. Well, thank you so much, Oscar. Is there anything the people should know coming up that they should check out or check out now? Obviously, we've mentioned your two podcasts are going strong. Your social is Ozzy Moe.
Yes.
That we got scrolling down there on the bottom there. What else is cooking that people should know about?
Oh, you know, everything you need to know is in my social media. Love so it. Just follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Ozzy Moe. And I'll fill you in on what's going on.
Beautiful.
You know, I got live shows all over LA, amazing. Random times. Who knows when I'll be performing. So check those shows out. Also, season 2 of Minx is coming out in a couple of months.
Sweet.
So check that out too. But yeah, thanks for having me. This was so fun. My
gosh. Pleasure. You were a treasure.
Yeah, absolute delight. Thank you so much. Jojo, do you have any parting words?
No.
All right, I don't think I, to that end, I think go fuck yourself.